Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Hewson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Hewson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Sundra covering, for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krivic for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevens. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miles for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive to center field. Krivic throws towards third. Clift fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clift. Lake scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. Doerr moves all the way to home. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartek. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra fires to first and has Cronin trapped. There's the throw to Stevens, who tags Cronin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Steve Sundra. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Sanford now pitching. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewson bunts for an out with unknown description. Peacock moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin juggles the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Fred Sanford. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hayes moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr catches it and throws to first to double up Criscola. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Archie McCain now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Tabor now playing third base. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 1 in the game. Houston hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake strikes out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns pinch hits for Archie McCain. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 3 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Lupien steals second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Simmons strikes out. There goes Doerr. The throw from Hayes to second, and Doerr is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ford Garrison now playing left field. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miles throws the ball into Lake, who tags Cliff trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles, who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 2 in the game. Houston strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 4 in the game. Lake is hit by the pitch. Peacock moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 3 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McQuinn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge bunts towards the mound. Houston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Mike Riba now pitching. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba has McQuinn trapped off third. He fires to home, and McQuinn is out at the plate. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Lobbs bunts for an out with unknown description. Clift moves to second. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chartak is walked intentionally. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison strikes out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lake takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 4 in the game. Miles bunts for an out with unknown description. Lake moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lake scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball towards right. Chartak settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on chart Ek. Fox scores. Lupien moves to third. Doerr moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-1 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to home to get Lupien. Doerr moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-5 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball towards center. Miles catches it and throws to Doerr, who relays to Lupien to double up Lobbs. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.